Where Earth Meets Sky by Annie Murray, read by Leslie Sharp. Birmingham, 1905.
Don't cry over me, Lily. I've had a good life. I'm sorry, Mrs. Chapel, I can't help it. You've been so good to me.
Lily clung to the shrunken hand of this woman into whose household she had arrived as a scullery maid when she was 13. She had waited all evening for Mrs. Chapel's jealous son, Horace, to allow her to pay her last respects.
I think you'd better fetch my boys.
By the time Lily had fetched Horace and John Chapel up to their mother's room, she was lying on her pillows with a look of utter peace. She had already left them. Lily Horne stood before Horace Chapel in Mr. Chapel's old study. He held out an envelope. "This contains references to secure your future. That will be all, Miss Horne." Lily went up to her room. Opening the envelope, she pulled out an expensive piece of notepaper. She could hardly read the warm, praising words through her tears. Kind and sweet-natured, honest, hard-working, it would represent the greatest good fortune to employ her. Overcome, Lily lay on her side and wept. Mrs. Chapel's death had taken away all the safety she'd found for the last 9 years. By the time she was 17, Lily had risen to be a personal maid of Maud Chapel. Mr. Chapel owned a string of carriage building works, and the house, in a pleasant suburb of Birmingham, was large and beautifully furnished. But with a mostly absent husband and two sons who'd moved away, Mrs. Chapel had lost a great deal that was dear to her.